Good morning, 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News, and time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. And that means Laura Turbide is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Chad. Happy October.
Thank you, and same to you. And this is going to be exciting because we're going to talk about women's health services in general, but also in specific, some breaking news.
We are, and we're happy to be here first thing with you. You treat us so well and give us a great opportunity to share with the community really fantastic news that we have been on a path to bring 3D mammography to the region, to Finger Lakes Health, both at Geneva General Hospital as well as Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital and our women's health and diagnostic imaging areas. And we are thrilled to be able to share today. Our guest is Lisa Davis, who is the coordinator of services, women's health services at Geneva, and we're going to announce today that we have made the selection of our equipment and placed the order, and so 3D mammography is literally on its way. It is the beginning of October, and we're looking at sort of install date and prepping the space, and we're going to talk about why that's so important, and so I'm really happy to have Lisa here with us this morning. It's a perfect morning to do so, and also, as she will share, it's never not the right time to talk about it, but without question, we'll talk about women at risk, what you should be looking for, why screening mammography is so important, why breast tomosynthesis or 3D mammography is the gold standard, and then also, obviously, a shout out to our Finger Lakes Radiology Group, who does such a fantastic job working with us and our team to deliver exceptional breast health care in our region.
Well, Lisa, welcome. It's been a while since you've been here. I couldn't remember if you had been here before or not, but welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk about this new machine. What is it? And then tell us how mammography is done now and how it will be done differently with a 3D machine.
Absolutely. 3D, or digital breast tomosynthesis, is what its regular name is a different way to acquire images. If a woman has a mammogram now, we take images in two different directions, an image from the side, an image from the top. When a woman has a 3D mammography, they're still going to have the same positioning. They're still going to have compression, unfortunately. And the difference is the X-ray tube, or the top of the machine, moves in a 15-degree arc over the breast. So this is how I explain it to the patients. Picture your breast as a loaf of bread. You get a picture from the top, you get a picture from the side, but you also get individual pictures of each slice of that breast. The radiologist can look at the breast layer by layer, or they can look side view and top view. What that does is it eliminates a false positive callback for overlapping breast tissue. The radiologist is able to see the differences in the layers of breast tissue. On a regular 2D mammography, if they see something that looks a little different from one breast to the other, they're going to call somebody back just because it's important. They have to do that. Once they can look at the breast layer by layer, they can discern the difference in the tissues and say, oh, okay, this is this tissue above and this tissue below overlapping on each other. It's nothing to be concerned about.
So then being able to get this sort of slice approach, does that mean that it is maybe easier now to spot a tumor that's kind of in the middle?
Absolutely.
As opposed to one that's on the outer surfaces compared to the past?
It is easier to spot any type of tumor, no matter where it is.
And in particular for women with dense breasts. So those of us who have more dense breast tissue, and you might have been told that if you've had a mammography exam, but in the past, they very often communicate and talk to you about things.
Which is, my understanding is especially young women, but not limited to young women. Is that right?
Correct.
Correct. And so the ability to actually, for women in particular who have dense breasts, this is a very much, will be an enhanced opportunity for sure to be able to identify early, which we always talk about. That is the whole purpose, is that
exactly.
We know we are having exceptional results for people now. It is not, I know in the past we've always talked and encouraged people to say, don't be afraid of what you're going to learn. Don't not go because you're concerned of what you're going to learn. Because what we know is when you have a mammogram and you get this information and you have that baseline and you work along the timeline that your physician recommends and places that order, or you schedule yourself out, make it a point, make it a gift that you give to yourself and the people you love, because I'm telling you right now, we have incredible results. You're hearing on the radio right now stories of Kaylee, who's a young woman who came. She offered her story and shared it with us. She came to our Geneva Women's Health, had a diagnostic mammogram and a screening mammogram first, and here she is, and Dr. Balthazar Ford has really helped change her life as well by being an express surgeon that has been here on the show with us. So this is a 31-year-old woman who has had really great news and has a great forward-looking prognosis because she came in, and she's willing to share her story because she wants everybody else to do so as well. And I think dense breast tissue is very important to be talking about with this.
It absolutely is. Even though 3D is very good for any type of breast tissue, dense breast tissue benefits a great deal. We're seeing an increased cancer detection of 41%.
Wow.
With digital breast tomosynthesis.
So when you combine that with fewer false positives, you're really talking.
We are, and we're decreasing the stress that women go through for their mammograms.
Yeah.
They're so scared to come in sometimes that they put off coming in.
Yeah.
And the reason that we like to see them every year, the sooner we find something, the better their outcome is. We want to find something before they can feel it.
So let's talk about the text. You talked about Finger Lakes Radiology. The machine is great, but it's as good as the person reading the image. So will they now have to undergo training? Is it a significantly different process to read these images than it is on the old machines?
For the radiologist, they're going to be reading many more images. They're going to be looking at many more images. This system comes with a dedicated workstation that has a lot of bells and whistles that, you know, help them with that. They will do applications training also. The techs will do applications training. The basic positioning doesn't change. There's a lot of different, for lack of better terms, bells and whistles.
Right.
To learn. And the way it sends images, the way we look at images.
Probably workflow processes will change for us a little bit more than even what a patient would experience. So a patient themselves is not going to probably notice a difference other than they may have that release callback. And I will tell you, as someone who literally this office is, I can see it from my office, and yet I will be on air and say, I have been someone who've waited before. I've had to get there, then I've rescheduled, and then I had to change for a meeting, and next thing you know, it's 2 years instead of 1 year. And I will tell you, you're much more anxious going in if you've let it go 3 years than if you've come on your annual. And
absolutely.
Then the whole time I think, what if, and if I had felt a little, gee, is that swelling under my armpit? What am I feeling? Your mind can go other places. So not only can we give peace of mind because you're getting you're coming back in, you're not going to have those false positives. I'm someone who's had some callbacks before. You do spend that anxious time in between. So this is thrilling news for our community. I will certainly tell you, we're still fundraising for it. So if this is something you believe in and you are someone who has either benefited from, loves someone, maybe you have a birthday coming up. We had a wonderful board member years ago who had a foundation board member who had a birthday, and she was a breast cancer survivor. And she said, don't give me birthday presents. She had an entire birthday party where everyone gave dollars, and it helped raise money for mammography at Soldiers and Sailors at the time. So we're raising money for Soldiers and Sailors. We're bringing the same technology to Penian as well, and that same standard of care. Our foundation has committed that these are important projects. Again, tax-deductible donation now through the end of the year. We're also raising into next year for Penian. So we would encourage you, please make a gift to someone you love. You can go on Finger Lakes Health, WWFLhealth.org, and get phone information about how to call with a credit card. You can make a gift, send in a check. We really just appreciate it. We're making this happen either way because our foundation has committed it, but I will certainly tell you every bit of contribution is something you can feel great about for a great cause, and you can hear the difference it's making. So we want to thank everyone who's really made gifts already. A lot of our employees, a lot of our physicians, a lot of our board members, a lot of community members in general, but I will still tell you, it is to bring this kind of equipment to our community. We don't get reimbursed when we purchase things like this. It obviously, we get paid when people have their service, but it's an important way for you to give back to your community.
I know a few years ago there was discussion about the guidelines, when to have a mammogram, how often, and it was a little bit controversial. So what's the current thinking as to when and how often?
The American College of Radiology still suggests women start screening at 40 yearly, and we all agree with that. Like I said, earlier the better we find it.
And then what about in my family's case? My wife is coming up on 9 years. Our daughter, since it's in the family, how early should she have it done?
How old was your wife when she was diagnosed?
About 40 or about 52, I think, or so.
So what they say is 10 years prior to the time of diagnosis. So she should start regular screenings, but hopefully she's doing regular breast self-exams. That's so important also.
I'll just jump in real quick, and that's how my wife found hers, was through self-examination. found a lump, wasn't sure, had it checked out, was positive, discovered very early, mm-hmm. opted for a single mastectomy, and we're coming up on 9 years.
Good for her. Can I also say, part of our mammography system is our breast ultrasound. We have amazing ultrasonographers who, when we find something on a mammogram, they always have an ultrasound. This shows whether this lesion could be solid or cystic. And without that component, we would be kind of at a loss too. Breast ultrasound is extremely important in conjunction with mammography.
Thank you. I'm so glad you said that. And so many women, that is a piece that they've had as a callback, as an additional diagnostic mm-hmm. that could be offered.
Right.
And then finally, we should also talk about the breast-stereotactic
yes.
biopsy table. So in addition to being able to actually have mammography done with 3D now, we're going to also then have the continued modality of breast ultrasound as needed. And then, Lisa, we'll talk maybe a little bit about the stereotactic biopsy.
Absolutely. Right now, our stereotactic biopsy is a 2D system, just like our mammography unit. This new stereotactic biopsy system is also a 3D unit. So whatever we can see on a 3D mammography, we will be able to see on the 3D stereotactic machine. There are some limitations with stereotactic machine, depending on breast thickness and things like that. With this new machine, we can even do the thinnest of breasts. So we're very excited.
And in essence, what that is, it's really a tiny needle core biopsy,
it
basically,
is.
Of that tumor area when something is found. So, for example, if you've gone through this process, you're familiar with it.
Right.
But thankfully, and often, people aren't familiar with this until they need to be. And then it's a lot to take in.
It
so
is.
The more we can educate people about breast self-exam, and I will tell you, if you join us at Diagnostic Imaging at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital, or if you go to Women's Health at Geneva, people will take the time to talk with you about when's the best time to do breast self-exam. If you want them to show you and sort of do some education with you about what should we be doing in between that, it is the perfect time to ask, and they really, I think, can give you a confidence in that. And so obviously Dodie had a great experience because she herself was confident enough and sort of took the time to do the self-care. But
right.
But a lot of people aren't, and I'm sort of one of those as well, that it really just takes that reinforcement, and it takes someone who's willing to sort of educate you in terms of what you feel, what's normal, what's not, and when to come in.
Well, I was just, and for what it was worth, in our journey, we took the approach that we'll take each day as it comes, and we will not worry about possible bad news. Let's wait until we get it. If we get some, then we can worry. So, again, everybody's different, everybody's approach is different, but that's what we did that worked for us, is just don't worry and don't look forward. Just deal with today, deal with each piece of information as you get it.
Right. And unfortunately, that's not the case with a lot of women,
sure.
too. I mean, we run the gamut of they're so scared when they come in. And a little bit of extra time spent and a little bit of education goes a long way. I mean, there are women out there that don't do any breast self-exam because they are so scared.
Yeah.
And they say they don't know what they're looking for. If you start your breast self-exam early enough, what you're basically trying to do is see what your breasts normally feel like. So if you do it on a regular basis, then if something changes, you go, oh,
right.
That was not there
this
the last
different.
Time. So it's basically getting them comfortable enough to do that on a regular basis so they know how their breasts feel. And the younger, the better.
And like everything else at Finger Lakes Health, these are our local friends, neighbors. This is care that's delivered locally. You can get access easily. You can get an appointment easily. We have the ability to actually spend the time with you. Mm-hmm. And I feel like because we really aren't churning people out by the thousands in appointments, we really have that individualized approach. And I think people really do value it. So we encourage you, don't wait. Call,
yeah.
Give this gift. The other thing is, again, if you're looking to make a tax-deductible donation this year, I don't think you can come up with a better one that's had more impact in our region or it affects more people that we know. So I would encourage you. We would welcome it. Every single piece matters. Don't think it's not a big enough gift. We get $1 gifts from our employees that we love. People give $1 a week. We have people who hand us $5 an envelope. And we have people like Brenda and Dave Rickey, Family Foundation, who made this possible with a lead gift.
I got to jump in here because we're running out of time for this segment. Lisa, thank you. Laura, thank you as always. Learn self-examination. Please just do it.
We have the information.
All right. Thank you both. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm testifying from knowing of which I speak in this case. 8:53, Finger Lakes Morning News.